Now, we spoke to Helen Marriage, who's the artistic director of Artichoke, which looks after Lumiere, the biggest light festival here in the northeast. It's coming back to Durham for the fourth time this November, from the 12th to the 15th. And as I spoke to Helen, for the third time, people here in the northeast are invited to bid for a commission under their brilliant project. This is a huge project to come to Durham, though, and every 2 years when it comes, you see the city centre in particular, and more the outskirts of the city centre, like the park and rides, getting very, very busy, full of people, full of exhibitions. What sort of job is it to put it on? Simon Hennig is the leader of Durham County Council. Delighted to say hello this morning. Morning, Simon.
Good morning.
Firstly, it's great that Lumiere's coming back to Durham.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And the numbers have gone up each time. So we started with just around 40,000 people coming in 2009, and then that was up to around 150,000 in 2011 and 175,000 in 2013. So the numbers have grown each time, the benefits of the economy keeps growing, and it's a fantastic festival to be coming to Durham every 2 years.
Now, back in 2009 when this started, I went along to it and was amazed by it. Not just what you see projected onto the cathedral, but the way it transforms the little nooks and crannies of the city centre. Did we have any idea it was going to become a regular fixture?
Not really. I think when it started, obviously, you never know how these things are going to go. And the other thing was, I seem to remember the first 2 days it rained quite hard as well, so it wasn't the best of starts. But then it really picked up and it was crowded the next two nights. And I asked the organisers if they would like to come back to Durham because it had been so successful. They said yes, and the rest is history. Now here we are with the fourth time it's been here. So I think it's great news for Durham.
They have the most amazing canvas to work on, though, don't they?
They do have a wonderful city, and the way, obviously, the cathedral sits at the top of the hill, I think probably lends itself to Durham for this light festival rather than anywhere else. I think this is now probably the preeminent light festival in the whole of the UK, which is a fantastic accolade, but I think the geography of Durham is one of the key factors in that.
I'm seeing figures from the Lumiere organisers themselves that this year's event will cost around £1.7 million. How much is the council putting in for that, and how much do you expect to come back in terms of benefits for the city and the county?
Yeah, well, the council have put in about £500,000 each time. Another £500,000 comes from the Arts Council UK, who are very much supporters. And then the other sort of third of it, if you like, comes from mainly from supporters, partners, sponsors, who we're always after. So that's local businesses, whether it's groups like obviously the university and so on. Obviously the more that's put in by local sponsors and partners, then the better the festival is. In terms of its overall impact, last time that was estimated at more than £5 million, mainly for obviously local shops, businesses, hotels, restaurants and so on. We also have to remember that November, the middle of November, would otherwise be a very quiet period, a sort of lull before Christmas. So this is turning the quietest period of year into the busiest period of year. So it really is a benefit for the economy. And I have to say, not just in Durham City as well. The effects are felt way outside Durham, right across County Durham. So it really is a positive event.
One thing, finally, Simon, before I let you go this morning, one thing that always makes me smile is if I'm in Walkergate, if I'm coming out the gala or just popping to one of the bars around there, is seeing the clock that's still projected on the library. And I think that's a lovely, just small, I can't imagine it costs a lot to run, but a small, lovely year-round reminder of Lumiere being here.
It is, and it's great that we have managed to get one of those exhibits, which was designed by a Swiss artist. In fact, as you'd expect from a precision clock, even one in words rather than numbers, but it's fantastic to have that reminder all year round. And who knows, maybe we should look at having other reminders as well all the time. But yes, that just one little touch, which I have to say is one of my favourites that there have been over the last few festivals, because there are big things put on, like on the cathedral, but there are